Mesechtes Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, and the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah, which we saw on Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, that stated that actually Hukam HaMishkan Hoya Abomis Mutaris Vavidz B'Bukharis Umisha Hukam HaMishkan. However, once Mishkan was already set up and established, Nesru Abomis Vavidz B'Kayanim and Kachi Kachim Necholim Flum Nakloim V'Kachim Kalim B'Chol Machne Yisrael. And our Gemara begins on Rav Huna B'Chol Mekaymis Yisrael. Right now, the Gemara understands the statement of Rav Huna that Rav Huna is teaching us that not only could Yisrael eat kachim kalim in Machne Yisrael that we had in the Midbar, but it could eat in any place that Yisrael is, and even if one is outside the Machna, and as the Gemara states, Av Machna Lehabe, but during this man of the Mishkan in the Midbar, there was no din of Machne Yisrael regarding kachim kalim, and some are not good as the words Av Machna Lehabe, and Ayin Rashi B'chol Mekoy Mis Yisrael, Kasaka Daita Chashda, that the Gemara's Havmin is, that Fidel Yotze Echemen Chutzel Machne Yisrael, Oichel Kachim Kalim Sham, and the Gemara is, Esir Rav Nachman Rav Huna, or Machnas B'Midbar Le'Avoy, Rav Nachman Es Rav Huna, how can you say there was no din of Machna in the Midbar, but Tani, but we learned to the Braisa, Yishem Shem Machna B'Midbar, Kach Machna B'Yushlaim, that just like we had three different Machnas in the Midbar, and the dinim of all three Machnas were different, so similarly we had three different Machnas in Yushlaim, and as the Braisa defines, Me'Yushlaim L'Harbayis Machna Yisrael, that the entire city of Yushlaim until the Harbayis was considered Machna Yisrael, Me'Harbayis L'Shar Nikna Machna Levia, and from the entrance to the Harbayis, until Shar Nikna, which was the eastern gate of Dazara, where that was considered Machna Levia, and Mekam Ve'Elch Machna Shchina, and from that point forward, including Dazara, as well as the Hechel and the Kodesh Kedoshim, was considered Machna Shchina, and Mehen Hin Kloyim Sheba Midbar, from the point inside Shar Nikna, I responded to the place of the Kloyim in the Mishkan, and therefore we see that clearly there was a Machna Yisrael in the Midbar as well, and if so, one should only be able to eat Kachim Kalim in Machna Yisrael, and should not be able to eat Kachim Kalim outside of the Machna Yisrael, and because of this question, so the Gemara responds, Ema b'chol mokim Machna Yisrael, that in Chanami Rav Huna was just teaching us that one could eat kachim kalim at any time that there is a Machna Yisrael, and as Rashi points out, afilu b'shasil masoyis in Ifsolin, and even though Klal Yisrael traveled with the Mishkan and they took down the Mishkan, and at that point it would seem that there was no Machna Yisrael, so one may think that any kachim kalim would be nifsal b'yotzei, and kamash b'lon that once they set up the Mishkan once again, so once again they were able to eat kachim kalim in the Machna Yisrael, and as Rashi states, Elam Melichrim Bay Uvimokim Chaniyasan Eichlim B'Machna. The Gemara continues in Es Pshita that Lachir this din would be Pashud, and the Gemara answers Marotema Ifsul B'Yitzei Kamash B'Lon, that one would have a Hamina that since they broke down the Mishkan when they were traveling, so maybe the Pasul would be Pasul B'Yitzei Kamash B'Lon that there no Psul Yitzei. However, the Gemara asks Ve'im Hachinami, but maybe there would be a Psul Yitzei, and the Gemara explains Amakra that the Pasuk in Pashas B'Midbar, which discusses the traveling of Klai Yisrael and the breaking down the Mishkan states, V'nasa el moib machna levim b'secha machna is kashiyachto ken yiso ishal yadulu digleim, and we learn out afal pishinasa el moyudu, that even though it's traveling, it's still considered el moyed, and therefore the psul yotze would not apply. We explained our Gemara based on Rashi that although there is no psul yotze, however one cannot eat kachim kalim while the Mishkan was traveling, and they would have to eat kachim kalim only after they set up camp and there was machna Yisrael. However, ayin and tesis at the top of daf kuf yud zayin where he argues in Rashi, and he states, V'nir da'af shasi l'chosim shori, that even while they were traveling, it was mutat eat kachim kalim, kivin darmin le'el, afal pishanasa il moyidu. However, Taisi Mechalit between kachim kalim and kachi kachim, and as Taisi states, V'dafkal kachim kalim, afal pishanasa il moyidu, ava kachi kachim nebaya mechitza, kivin istalka masais, e machna shchina kayim, and ayin sham, b'negeir a din of lechem upon him, as well as other kachi kachim, and ayin and mefarshim that are bothered, that how could the Gemara ask pshita, if the Gemara actually ultimately needed a pasuk in order to teach us this, and certainly it is not pashut but tzarachian. And the Gemara continues, Tanya will learn to the Braisa, Rav Shimon Bayechai Omer, Oyd Acheres Hoysesham, Chel Ve'ezus Nashim, Loi Hayo Inshallah, that not only was there three different machlais, but there was also an area of the Chel and the Ezus Nashim that had a different Kedusha, and if someone went into these areas, Betumah, they would not be Chayiv. And as Rashi explains, Oyd Acheres Hoysesham, Machna Revias, Chalukum, Harabayas Mazara, Loi Hayo Inshallah, and Nichlas Lo Betumah, also teaches us of and in Shiloh there was only two machnais, and the Gemara is that in Shiloh which of the machnais were no longer there, and the Gemara responds Amaraba Mistavro the machna levia mihava have the isakadak machna levia loyavoi, and we continue and have kuvu zayin amid aleph nimtzu zavu tmei mesim mishdalchem chutzal machna achas batayra amrav loyitamos machneim, Tei Machnel Zeh, or Machnel Zeh. And Rabbi responds that it makes sense that he would have the Machnel Leviyah and they were missing Machnel Yisrael, as if we will say that they actually did not have Machnel Leviyah and they had Machnel Yisrael. And if so, the Din of a Valkyrie and Azov and Tmei Mesim would be that they would be sent out outside of one Machna, and they would only have to leave Machna Shechina. Both of them would be able to stay in Machna Yisrael, and as Rashi brings down, the Hashneim would turn with Machna Yisrael, Karamim and Pesachim, Perik El Advarim, and as we learned in Masechta Pesachim, there is no chilut between a Balkari and a Zav and Tmei Mesim, and all are allowed to stay in Machna Yisrael, and the only time we find that someone has to be sent out of Machna Yisrael as well is only in the case of a Matera, and the Maisa, if there was no Machna Levia, then both the Tmei Mes and a Zav would be sent out of Machna Shechina, and would both be allowed to stay in the same Machna, as they would be able to stay in Machna Yisrael. And the Maisa, the Pasuk in Pashas Nasai that discusses these two mice, states Salvis ben Yisrael v'shach ben haMachna kol tzruah v'chol zav v'chol tamei l'nefesh. And the next pasuk continues Mizochad dekeva tishalechom mechutz l'machad deshalchom v'lei tamus machaneim asher ani shoychem b'seichom. And since the Torah mentions the lashon machaneim and lashon rabim and plural lashon, so we see the Torah is teaching us tam machnel zeh machnel zeh, that a person that becomes tamei from any of these two mice have a different din than the other, and a mitzvah goes out of all machnais, itzav goes out of two machnais, and has to be removed from machna shchina and machna levia, and he can't be in machna yisrael. And if someone that's tamei mes only has to be removed from machna shchina, but he can't stay in machna levia. Therefore, it can't be that in shiloi there was no machna levia. However, the gemara continues, amalei rava, so rava esh rabba elam mai machna yisrael yavoi, as if you're going to say that the machna yisrael was not in shiloi, and we only had machna shchina and machna levia. So nimtzu zav mitzrayim mishlach l'makom echad. Then we will find that Zav as well as the Matzera will be in the same Machna, and since there is no Machna Yisrael, so both the Zav and the Matzera would be together outside of the Machna Levia, which is not considered any Machna. And we know that the place of a Matzera and the place of a Zav or Balkari is not in the same place. And number one, as we saw beforehand, that the Torah states Benegia Matzera and Benegia Zav, the Lashon Machneim, which is a Lashon Rabim. And once again, we shall learn Tem Machnazel, Machnazel. However, the Gemara brings another Makar as that Torah Amra Bodhi Yeshev, that the Pasuk in Pashat Tazria tells us that a Matzera has to live by himself and has to be isolated, and he can't live together with a Zav. And as the Gemara states, Shlo Yeshev Tamei Acher Imai, because of this question, so Rabba changes the Pshat. He explains that where Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai stated, Vishilo Lo Hayu Ala Shtei Machnas Bilvad, he certainly wasn't chilek that there are actually three different Machnas, and Ela Ilam Kula Tlasavo, and really agrees that there were three Machnas, Mai Lo Hayu Ala Shtei Machnas Laklita. And when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai stated that there aren't three machlais, that was only referring to the din of klita and the din of saving a person that's killed someone b'shoigeg. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is teaching us that although b'negeya regla mishkan and b'negeya the base of mikdash, if someone killed someone b'shoigeg, then they could run into the machlal via that would protect them, and the goel adam would not be able to kill them. And this would work just like if he ran to any of the 48 cities of the levium, which were ari miklat. However, this din of klita did not apply to the machlal via in shiloi. However, certainly there was a din of machlal via b'negeya tuma. Therefore, we have three distinct places b'negeya tuma. A matzera was sent out of all three camps and had to live in the sada outside of machlal yisrael, while a zav and zava, as well as a balkari, was sent out of two machlais and couldn't stay in machlal shchina or machlal via and had to stay in machlal yisrael. While someone that's tamei mes would be sent out of one machna and only couldn't go out of machlal shchina, but he could go into machlal via or machlal yisrael. And the gemara now continues and asks machlal de b'midbar have a kol to machlal via. That it seems clear from the words of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that the only time there was no machlal via b'negeya klita was only in Shiloi, but clearly the machlal via that was in the Mishkan in the Midbar would be koilet, and if someone killed someone in b'shegeg, they would be able to run to machlal via. And the Gemara answers in that certainly it is the din, but Tanya, I'll bring your raya from a brisa, as the brisa brings from the pasuk in Pasha Mishpatim that says Asher leitzada ve'alekim ina liyadei v'samtet l'chol makom ashiyana shama. As we know, Moshe Rabbeinu did not set aside all six of the Ari Miklat, as three of them were Be'eva Yadein and three were in Eretz Yisrael proper. Moshe Rabbeinu was upset about this, as Mitzvah Bol Yodcha Al Tach Mitzeda, and therefore the Torah tells us V'samtel L'chom Mokoyim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu B'chayecha, that even in your lifetime you'll be zeichet to set up three of the Ari Miklat and Eva Yadein. And the Gemara now dashes the word L'cha again, and it dashes as if it states L'chom Mokoyim, that we learn out M'koyimcha, that even the place that you live in the Bimbar, that will also be koilet. And of course that's referring to Machna Levia. And the Pasuk stated Ashiyana Shama and Melamed Shemegalam Midbar, and we learn out that the din of Golas even applied in the Midbar, and even though they didn't have cities. And the Gemara now asks, Lehechen Goylin, and to where did they go to Golus, L'machna Levia? They went to Golus in Machna Levia. And the Brisa continues, Mekan Amru, Ben Levi Shahara, Goylin, Pelach, Pelach. And since the Pasuk tells us, V'samta L'chomokoyim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is setting up these Ari Miklot for the Levium, we learn out that even from Ben Levi, killed someone B'shegeg in a city of the Levium, and one may think that he doesn't have to go to Golus, as ultimately he's already in Ari Miklot, Kamash Blon, that he would also have to run from one city to another city. And finally, the Brisa teaches us, Vim Golu L'Pilchoy, Pilchoy Koltoy, if a Ben Levi killed someone B'shegeg, and then he didn't leave his city, but he went and traveled from one neighbor to another neighbor, then that would also be considered Kiyum of Golus. And as Rashi states, Dumi Dumidbar, Shahi Machna Levia Koletes, and just like we find by the Midbar, when it was only Machna Levia, and that was Koilet for a Levi that killed someone B'shegeg. The Gemara continues in Es, Meikra, what is the Makar for this last bit of the Brisa, the Vim Golu Pilchoy, Pilchoy Koltoy? And the Gemara explains, Omar Vacha Breda Ravika, that the Pasukim Pashas Masai states, Kimir Maklota Yeshev Ad Moisa Koyin Agadov Achri Moisa Koyin Godol Yoshev Ritzeach L'Artzach Huz Asrai. And as Rashi Mesechtas Makos and Dafid Bezim and Bez explains that since the Pasuk did not have to say Kimir Maklota Yeshev, and instead the Pasuk has stated Kisham Yeshev, therefore we see that even if at the time they killed someone B'shegeg, he was already in the Eir Miklot, now although L'Chatchila, he should also move from one city to another city. However, B'dievet, if he only moved from one neighbor to another neighborhood, that it was a kiyum of going to Golos, and therefore that city would be able to act as a refuge for him. And Ayin and Tezis Dima Maschel Isha Koltasai Kfar, and Tezis brings the Peshat of Rashi, and as we explain on Gemara, and as Tezis brings down Ika Kura Beritzeh Shaharg Be'ir Beklasai, V'tavar Tinim Mesachtus Makois, Harag Boise Eir Goylem Shchuna Shchuna, V'Levi Goylem Eir Le'ira, V'Shem Mahen L'Chatchil Ben Levi Goylem Eir Le'ira, Al B'dievet Aminon, but B'dievet we stay at the end of the Braisa, then Goylem Te Pilchoy Pilchoy Koltoy, Plachel Pach, Hainu Me'ir Le'ir, therefore, Vim Goylem Le'teich Pilchoy, Kegoyim Shchuna Shchuna, it would also be Koylet, V'chei Mashma Perisha Kuntris, however, Tez continued Inami, Gam L'Chatchila In Zok Lotz Ben Eir, that even L'Chatchila, if someone kills someone B'shegeg while they're in the Eir of a Levi, then there's no need to leave that city. The only reason why the Brisa stated that one should be Goylem Me'ir Le'ir, that was only based on a practical consideration, and as Tez continues, V'hod Goylem Le'ir Acheres, G'day L'Halach Kulu Uvetchuma, the Ibi Iroi Mishkul L'Shchuna, as if he only went from one neighbor to another, Imchaz L'Shchunasa, Kiyatzach L'Shchum, if he would actually go back to his original neighborhood, then it was as if he left the Tchum of the Eir Miklot, and the Goyle Adam would be able to kill him. The Gemara now continues and quotes from Mishnah, that after the Zman of the Mishkan, and once Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, and were busy with Kibush and Chilok, then the Mishkan was in Gilgal, and let's keep in mind that the Mizbech in Gilgal was called the Bamas Tzibur, and the Mishnah teaches us, Bola Gilgal, Hutra Bamais, that even though once it was the Mishkan in the Midbar, there was an Issa Bamais, however the Issa Bamais no longer pertained once they set up the Mishkan in Gilgal, and the Mishnah taught us, Kachi Kachim, Nechol and Flumin Aklayim, that Kachi Kachim could only be eaten, Lefnumin Aklayim, and as Rashi states, Kachi Kachim and Necholim, like Karab and Bamas Yachid, that although an Oilah, which is Kachi Kachim, could be brought on a Bamas Yachid, however no part of Oilah was eaten, and any Kachi Kachim that can be eaten was like Karab and Bamas Yachid, and as we know, that Kol She'in Nidav and Nidav in Karab and Bamak Tana, Ve'im Mincha B'Bamma, and there's also no Mincha Yisan B'Bamma, Hilkach Oilus Hudavoy, Ve'in Necholes, and therefore the only Karabim that was brought on a Bamas Yachid that was Kachi Kachim was an Oilah, and that's not Nechol, V'chatz V'ashim and Bamas Tzibah Hudakarvi, V'Nechol and Fnum Naklayim, and the Mishnah teaches us, Kachim Kalim B'chol Mokayim, that since they could shech Kachim Kalim on a Bamas Yachid, and they were traveling all over Eretz Yisrael at that time, therefore there was a had to eat Kachim Kalim anywhere where Klai Yisrael was, and as Rashi stated, the Kivim Shabbat Lad Golem V'hin Ha'yolechum B'chol Ha'aretz L'Kavsha V'lehoisech Ha'niyastan Tzvivus HaMishkan Bat L'Kedushas Machni Yisrael, and Rashi points out that this part of the Mishnah we're not going to be goes towards Ma'aseh Sheni, as Ma'aseh Sheni Lehuska Kan Levi Shalei Nogu Ma'aseh Ad La'achi Yushev Yeshiva, as the whole din of Ma'aseh and the mitzvah of Ma'aseh Sheni was only going to be relevant after Kibush and Chilok. And before we continue, let us explain the Pesukim in Parshas Re'eh that discusses the Issa of Allah's Chutz. Moshe is speaking to Klal Yisrael, he states that currently since we have a Mishkan, so there is an Issa of Allah's Chutz, but once you go into Eretz Yisrael and you set up the Mishkan in Gilgal, so the Pasuk states, you will no longer be able to bring all kabbanis as we have done until now in the Mishkan, and therefore certainly one cannot bring a chatas and a asham or a bechor a maisa behima, which are all chayvos she'in kavul and zman, and are kabbanis yachid and kolshkin chayvos she'kavul and zman. Instead, you will only be able to bring Nidavos, which the pasuk refers to as Ishkal Yoshev Einav. And as we will see, Rav Meir holds that this pasuk not only refers to Karbonos Yochid that are being brought on a Bamas Yochid, but this din also applies to Karbonos Yochid that are being brought on a Bamak Dayla, and even on a Mizbech and Gilgal. However, Karbon Sibor can be brought on a Mizbech and Gilgal, and can be brought on a Bamas Sibor. And the only machlekes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim is to which Karbonos are categorized as a Nedu Nidavo ben Geir Karbon Yochid, and can be brought on a Bamas Yochid or a Bamas Sibor. And as we'll see, Rabbi Huda will be chilek on Rav Meir and the Chachamim, and he will hold that in Gilgal, all Karbonos were able to be brought, just like they were able to be brought in the Mishkan. And not only can one bring a Karbon Sibor on a Bamas Sibor, but one can bring a Karbon Yochid, and even if it's not a Nedu Nidavo, and even a Karbon Chatas or Karbon Asham was able to be brought in Gilgal on the Bamas Sibor, which refers to the Mizbeach that was set up in the Mishkan in Gilgal. And the next pasuk in Pashur Eis states that when does the Het HaBamas continue until Kilat Basim Ad Ata La Menuchal Da La Nachla, which our Mishnah teaches us that this refers to Mishkan Shilai and the Beis HaMikdash. Once they set up the Mishkan in Mishkan Shilai and they set up the Beis HaMikdash in Yushalayim, and once again there was a complete ban on Bamas. Nagamar continues and brings five different Shitais as the Het HaBamas in Gilgal and the Het of bringing any Kabanais on the Mizbeach in Gilgal. And as the Gemara begins, Tana Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, and the first sheet that the Braisa will bring down is the sheet of Rameya, as Rameya holds called Nidav Nidav Hayakar Bibama, that anything that could be brought as a Nedan or Dava of a Yachid can be brought on a Babak Tana, and certainly on a Babak Daila, or they say Nidav Nidav in Kar Bibama, those Kabanais Yachid which cannot be brought as a Nedan or Dava, and for example, like a Karbon Chatas or a Karbon Asham, then they cannot be brought on a Babak Tana, and they also could not be brought on a Babak Daila. And Rameya continues, Mincha Veneziris, Craven Bama de Rameya. The Rameya holds that a Mincha, which is brought as a Neda, can be brought on a Bamak Tana. Similarly, even though a Nazar will bring a Karbon Chatas and a Karbon Asham, however, even so, those Karbonot can be brought on a Bamak Tana or on a Bamak Daila, even according to Rameya. And as Rashi explains, Menachas Veneziris, Nidav Nidav Hu Vikarvi, as although it's true that once a person becomes a Nazar, and either he becomes Tame, and therefore he has to bring Karbonos, or he finishes his Nazir's period, and therefore he has to bring Karbonos, then he's mechuyev to bring a Karbon Chatas or a Karbon Asham. However, since initially the way they became a Nazir was by making a Ned that he's going to be a Nazir, therefore these Karbonos are still considered Nidav and Nidav, and therefore Rameya holds that they could be brought on a Bamas Yochid. Nayin Rashi points out that even Rameya would agree that a Chavis Hatsiba can certainly be brought on a Bamak Deila, and as Rashi brings a Raya from the Pasuk Neshua that discusses Gilgal, and as the Pasuk states, Vayachnu B'ni Yisrael Ba Gilgal V'yasu Sapasach Ba'aba Asriyim L'chadish Ba'ar Ba'arvis Yichai. And Rashi continues, in Diva Masal Kol She'in Nidav Nidav Ein Kar B'Bamak Tana K'dyav Taim L'Kamei She'in Yochid Makav Chayva B'Shas Heta Abamais V'afilu B'Gdela V'tziv B'Ktana Le Makav B'Klal. And a Tziva cannot be Makav any Kabonais on a Bamas Yochid. Therefore Ishtakach Te'in Chayvis Krayv B'Ktana. So we find that there never case where Chayvis could be Hukrav on a Bamas Yochid. Rashi is bothered that if I just stated that one cannot bring a Karbon Yochid on a Bamas Yochid or on a Bamas Tzibor, so if so, how is it possible that a Pasuk in Yeshua tells us that Bnei Yisrael brought a Karbonis Pesach in Gilgal? And Rashi explains, Pesach Karbon Tzibor Karlei, the Asa B'Knufya, that a Karbon Pesach is categorized as a Karbon Tzibor since it comes with a large gathering of Klal Yisrael, Ayin Shom. And our Gemara now continues and brings down the second Shita, as a Chama Imle Karvel Yochid Ala Ilus V'Shlom Milvad, that a Chama Chilek could hold that a Yochid could only bring Ilus V'Shlomim, and a Chilek on Rameya, as they hold that a Yochid could only bring an Eilu Shlomim, but they argue on Rameya, as they hold that a Yochid could not bring a Karbon Mincha, and a Yochid could not bring a Karbon Chatas or a Karbon Asham for his Naziris, either on a Bamas Yochid or on a Bamas Sibar, while the Mishkan was in Gilgal. However, keep in mind, the Chum agree with Rameya, the Yochid could not bring a Karbon Chayva on the Mizbech or Bamak Deila in Gilgal. The Gemara continues with the third sheet, the Rabbi Huda, Imek Kol Shatsiba Yochid Makrim Ba'il Meisha Midra, Makrim Ba'il Meisha Gilgal, and Ma Ben Eil Meisha Midbal Ben Eil Meisha Gilgal. Rabbi Huda explains, Eil Meisha Midbal Lo Hayu Bamas Mutares, Eil Meisha Gilgal Hayu Bamas Mutares, and Ubamasa Shibresh Gagai, which is referring to a Bamas Yochid, Lo Hayu Makrav Alea Elo Eilu Shlomim, and not Menachis and not Nazirais. And as Rashi points out, Rabbi Huda's Chilek, both are Ramei and Chachamim, guarding those Karbonis that could be brought on a Bamak Deila, as Rabbi Huda holds that any Karbon that a Tzibur or Yochid could have brought in the Eilu Meid in the Mishkan can also be brought on the Bamak Deila in Gilgal. Therefore, certainly Rabbi Huda's Chilek on Chachamim, as Rabbi Huda holds that a Yochid bringing a Karbon Mincha, as well as Karbonis Nazirais, Rabbis on the Bama Gedolah in Gilgal, and he's also Chalek HaRameah, as he holds that not only would we be able to bring a Karban Mincha and the Karbanos Nazirus on a Bama Gedolah, one could even bring a regal Karban Chatas and a Karban Oshem of a Yachid on the Bama Gedolah in Gilgal. And Rabbi Yehuda continues and explains that the only Chalek between Gilgal and the Mishkan Sheva Midbar is if you can create a Bama Ktana or a Bama Yachid at all. And as Rabbi Yehuda stated, El Meshav Midbar, Loi Hoy Bama Mutares, that in the El Meshav Midbar, a Bama Yachid was not Mutar. However, when we had an El Meshav Gilgal, Hoy Bama Mutares, then a Bama Yachid was Mutar. And Rabbi Yehuda continues, however, Ben Negea Bama Yachid, I agree with the Sheet of the Chachamim, that Bama Shereish Gagar, Loi Hoy Makavale, Loi Ilu Sushlamim, that in the Bama that's on the top of someone's rooftop, which refers to a Bama Yachid, then they could only be Makav, a personal Ilu Shlamim, but they were not able to be Makav, a Mincha, or the Karbonis of a Nazir, and certainly a Chatas and a Oshem of a Yachid could not be brought on a Bamas Yachid. The Mishnah now continues with the fourth Shita, and as the Gemara will ask, that this Shita the Chamim seemed to be the same Shita as the Chamim that we previously saw in the Brisa, and the Brisa continued with Chamimim, Kol Shatsiv Makrim Ba Il Moish, or Midbar Makrim Ba Il Moish, or Gilgal, Vekan, like Karvu Yachid, Allah Il Vishlam Bilbad, and the Chacham Achilag Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold that all Karbonis can be brought both in the Mizbeach, on the Mishkan, in the Midbar, and on the Bama Gedolah in Gilgal. However, by Gilgal, you could only bring Eilus V'Shlamim on a Bamas Yachid, and Nachatayis V'Hashamayis, or Menachayis, or Kabanis of Nazirayis, and this did apply to a Bamas Siba as well, and the Gemara will ask, Chacham Hayinu Tanakama, and what is the Nafkamina between these Shitais? Finally, the Braisa brings down the fifth Shita, as Reb Shimon Oime, Av Tziba Lei Krivu Al Psachim, and we continue on that Kavu Zayin and Beis, V'Choy V'Shikavu Lein Zman, and as Rashi explains, that Reb Shimon is Chilik on all of these Shitais, as although all agree that all Kabanis Kazibo can be brought on the Bamak Deilin Shilai, however, Shimon holds that they were only able to bring a very limited amount of Karban Siba on the Bamak Deila or Mizbech and Gilgal, and Reb Shimon holds that they will only be able to bring the Dorim and the Davais as well as the Karban Pesach and any Chavis that Kavur Len Zman. And Rashi explains that Reb Shimon is coming Lafuke, we would not be able to bring a Param Dov Shel Tzibor or Seir Avdis Chavim on the Mizbech and Gilgal. However, Ayin Taisis, who argues with Rashi, and he holds that if you're Reb Shimon, they would not be able to bring any Chatois, and even if it was Kavur Len Zman, and for example, the Seir Aragolim could not be brought in Gilgal at all. The Gemara now continues, my time with Rameir, there was the Mekor for the dinner Rameir, that only in the Dorman and Davis could be brought on a Bamek Tana, and the Gemara brings the Pasuk that we already discussed in Pashas Re'ei, as the Amakor, as the Pasuk states, Loisasin Kacholashan Nechtum Oisim Payayayim, and Amalem Moshe Lisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klai Yisrael, Ki Alisa La'aretz Yisharis Takrivu, Chavis Leis Takrivu, Minachas Unaziris Yisharis Nenu, and Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klai Yisrael, that even though right now you're in the Midbar, and we have the Mishkan, and there's the Issa Bamais, however, when you go Be'iva Yardin, and you'll be traveling in order to do Kibush V'chilok, then there will not be an Issa Bamais. However, once there's a Heta Bamais, you don't have a right to bring all the Kabbanis that you bring nowadays in the Mishkan, and instead you'll only be able to bring those Kabbanis that are brought as a Dharma and a Davais, and you cannot bring any Chayvais on a Bamas Yachid or on a Bamas Tzibar. However, since a Karban Mincha is donated, therefore you could bring a Mincha on a Bamas Yachid and a Bamas Tzibar, and since in order to become a Nazir, one makes a Neder, therefore the Kabbanis that a Nazir brings are also categorized as Nedarim, and therefore you could even bring them in Gilgal, both on a Bamas Yachid or on a Bamas Tzibar. However, those Kabbanis that are considered Chayvais, and for example, a personal Karban Chatas or a personal Karban Osham cannot be brought in Gilgal, and they can't be brought on a Bamas Yachid, and they even can't be brought on a Bamas Tzibar. And the Gemara continues that although the Rabbanan agree with the Makar of Rameir, they are still Chaylik Rameir, as although Rameir holds that the Dharim as well as Nazirais are Yisharis Nenu, and they consider the Dharim, however, Zakh Rabbanan, number one, in Mincha Bama, that the whole din of Mincha doesn't apply to a Bama at all, and even though it could be brought as a Nedar, and Nazirais Chaylis Nenu, and the Karban Chatas and the Karban Osham, that Nazir Tomei, or Nazir that finishes Nazirais brings, although the Nazirais was actually made as a Nedar, however, these Kabbanis are now being brought as a Chayva, and therefore in Gilgal, these Kabbanis could not be brought on a Bama Yachid, and they also couldn't be brought on a Bama Sibar. And Ayin Rashi and Chama just taught us that even though a Mincha is brought as a Nedava, but it cannot be brought on a Bama Yachid, and then Makar is, Kedamin al Kaman, that the Pasuk states Zvachim, and we learn that, Beloy Menachis, as the Chsiv, as the Pashas Achrimais, the Pasuk states, Lamana Sheviu, Bnei Yisrael, Zivchim, Hashem Zivchim, Al Pnei Asada, Vavim Lashem, Al Pesach El Mayer, Al Kain, Vizavchu Zivchim, Shlom Lashem, Al Yisam. And since the Pasuk states, Lamana Sheviu, Bnei Yisrael, Zivchim, Hashem Zivchim, Al Pnei Asada, so we're referring to Bamais, Bishas Hetish Lahem, and the Pasuk teaches us, Vavim Lashem, Oisim Shehukta, Bishas Hetav, Lahispak Lavim, Achenesru, in Kedamor and Bashaykh Le'el, and as we learn Daf Kuf Vavim Beis, the Pasuk Zeb, Bekotchi Kotchim, Shehuktashu, Bashas Heta, Bekri, Mashas Issakoi, and Lemaisa, the Pasuk states, Vizavchu Zivche Shlomim, Umfash Ptah Iskrenim, Ein Lishakov Bama El Shlomim, that we would think that you could only be Makav Shlomim on a Bama, to Kimna Bekotchi Bama, Minayan Af Oila, Tamalim Mizvachim, Yachal Af Chatas Vasham, Tamalim Isam, and the word Isam is a Mirat, and is Mimayat Chatzva Asham, and the Gemara is my Royce, and how do we know that she be Mayat Chatzva Asham, and be Marba and Oila, and the Gemara explains, Amrit Mashlom, and Mabon Benedo Vendova, Af Kalabo Benedo Vendova, Rabbe Yusrab and Ami Menachas Viziers, Rabbon and Dikis, Vach Vole Menachas, El Dova Zbuach, therefore, Chama Chaluk and Rameir, they hold that although Kabbalah's Menachas are brought as in a Dova, and whatever the Pasa teaches us, that they still cannot be brought on a Bamaktana, and Rashi continues in Zir Schaivahi, that the Kabbalah's that Nazar brings is considered a Chayv, and even though the actual neder to become a nazir is not a chayiv, however the hula is nadiv ilu kabanis ala osa atzma biyamet teglachas so meilu nischayiv kabanis. Before we continue with the next gemara, let us remember the machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim, as both Ramei and Chachamim agree that the only kabanis yachid that could be brought during his man of Gilgal was only those kabanis that could be nidav and nidav, and if there is a kabin that cannot be nidav and nidav, then it cannot be brought on a bamas yachid or on a bamas siba during his man of Gilgal. And when we explain our gemara, we explain the machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim based on the first side of the Gemara that we will now see. And before we begin the next Gemara, let us point out that there are two different types of kabbonis that a Nazir will bring. As if a Nazir completes his Naziris period, then they'll bring an Oyla Shlomim and a Chatas. However, if a Nazir becomes Tamei in the middle of the Naziris period, then after he becomes Tar, he'll have to bring three kabbonis, and he'll bring two Oyvais, Echel Oyla and Echel Chatas, and he'll also bring a Karban Asham. And our Gemara now continues, Omer Shmuel, machlekes bechatas v'asham, that Shmuel states that the machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim is specifically in regard to the carbon chatas and the carbon osham that a nazir will bring. However, by an oil and shlamim, even a Chachamim agreed to Rameir that certainly an oil and shlamim are categorized as things that are nidav and nidav. Therefore, even a Chachamim agreed that during the time of Gilgal, they were able to bring the oil and shlamim of a nazir on a bamas yachid as well as on a bamak deila. And lefizeh, Chachamim hold that certainly a chatas and osham are not considered nidav and nidav, and therefore they cannot be brought in Gilgal on a Bamas Yachid or a Bamas Siba, while Rameya holds that since the Naziris was actually Nidav and Nidav, therefore although the Nazir is now chayav to bring a Karban Chatas or a Karban Asham, however we still categorize them as Nidav and Nidav, therefore they could even be brought on a Bamas Yachid or a Bamas Siba. However, the Gemara now continues and asks a question on Shmuel as Moisiv Rabbah, as Rabbah asked the following question from Abraisa, and let us recall there are various Matnas Kuna, and when the Kohen brings a Karban Shlamim, he receives the Chazei v'shaik, and he also receives the Chumah of the Lachmei Toida, and as we know, the Lachmei Toida was brought from 40 breads, and the Kohen would be entitled to four of these breads, one loaf of bread from each type of breads, and in addition, there was a special din that the Kohen would take a part of the Shalmin Dazer they wouldn't get by other Shlomim, and the Kohen would have a right to Zrei B'Sheila, which is the cooked foreleg of the animal, and this Matana was only relevant by Shalmin Dazer, and the Gemara now continues with the Shaila on Shmuel, as the Brisa states, Chazei v'shaik b'chumas lach meitayda nahagim b'bamak doyla ve'inahagim b'bamak tana. And even though, even at the time of Gilgal, you were able to bring an ilun shlamim on a bamak tana or on a bamak doyla, however, there was still a chil between the two kabanais, as if someone brought a shlamim on a bamak tana, then he would not have to give the chazei v'shaik to the kohen. And similarly, if one would bring a karman toyda on a bamak tana, then he would not have to give the four loaves of bread to the kohen. Whereas if he brought these kabanais on a bamak doyla, he would have to give these matnas kuna to the kohen. And as Rashi brings down that the makar for this din is based on a pasuk that the Gemara will bring down on Daf Kuf Yutes, and as the pasuk in Pashas Sav states, Yadu Tuvianu Es Ishi Hashem Es Achilu V'Al Achazel Yavianu Es Achazel Hanafo Yisei Tunful Lefnei Hashem. And therefore, this matana is only relevant when you bring this korban lefnei Hashem and it's brought on a bamak doyla. But if it's brought on a bamak tana, then these matanas are not relevant. And Rabbah continues in Eishan Shmuel Ve'ilu Azrei B'Sheila Shaira. And Lemaisa, this brisa doesn't speak about the matana of the Zrei B'Sheila, which is given to a kohen when another brings the carbon shlamim, and the yamim bishlamim ba'ilu shlamim pligi hamani rabbani, and bishlamim, if you will say, not only is the machlekes between a mei and a chachamim regarding the chatas and osham of a nazir, but it's also regarding the ilun shlamim of a nazir. So therefore, this brisa would be going like the chachamim, and the chachamim hold that a nazir doesn't have a right to bring his carbonis, and he can't even bring his carbon shlamim during the period of Gilgal, and he wouldn't be able to bring his carbon on a bamak tana or a bamak degla. Therefore, certainly this matana doesn't apply, and that's why the Brisa doesn't mention the Zrei B'Sheila. However, Eliyamir b'chatz v'asham pligi. But if you're going to say the only times machleik between Rami and Chacham is by chatz v'asham, however, all agree that the oil and shlom of nazir can be brought during the time of Gilgal, both on b'mak tana and b'mak deila. Why went to Brisa also mentioned the zreya b'sheila, as there would also be an afkamina between when someone brings a shlom of nazir on a b'mak tana, we would not be obligated to give the zreya b'sheila to the kohen, while if a nazir brought a carbon shlomim on a b'mak gdela, he would be obligated to give the Zreya B'Sheila to the Kayin. And the Gemara asks, Hamani, and who is this Brisa going like? Because of Rabbi's question, so the Gemara explains, Eliyitma Hachirma, that if we actually have this memory of Shmuel, this is the way to understand this memory, as Amish Shmuel, Machlek is Ba'ilu Shlomim, as Shmuel stated, the only times Machlek is between Ramei and Chachamim is only been again on Ilu Shlomim. Ramei holds that a Nazir could bring his Ilu Shlomim, while the Chachamim hold that a Nazir could not bring his Ilu Shlomim, and this Brisa would be going like the Chachamim, and therefore this Brisa is going like the Chachamim, as since the Chachamim hold that a Nazir can never bring an Eilun Shlomim, therefore the Brisa doesn't discuss a case of Zoya B'Sheila. And Shmuel continues, Al B'chatz V'Ashem, Dibra Kol Chavisnin of Lekarvi. However, in regard to the Chatz and Ashem of Nazir, then even Ramei agrees to Chachamim that these are considered Chavis, certainly during the time of Gilgal, they could not be brought by a Nazir, not an Abamas Yochid, and not an Abamas Sibar. And the Gemara now continues and skips the Sheet of Rabbi Huda for a moment and continues with the Sheet of the Chachamim, as Chachamim Kol Shatziv Makrim Ba'il Moshe Midbar Makrim Ba'il Moshe Begilgol V'kan V'kan Lo Karvu Yochid Ala Eilu V'Shalom Bovad. And the Chacham explained that any carbon Sibar that they would have been Makriv in the Eilu Moshe Midbar, that it could be Makriv in the Eilu Moshe Begilgol. And the Chacham continued V'kan V'kan, and in Gilgol it doesn't make a difference if you were bringing a carbon on a Bamas Yochid or on a Bamas Sibar Lo Karvu Yochid Ala Eilu V'Shalom Bovad, that a Yochid could only bring those carbonists that are Nidav and Nidav, and they can only bring an Eilu Shlomim. And Agamar is my Tamar Rabbanon. What is the makor for the Rabbanon Shita? That just like any carbon sibur can be brought in the Midbar in the Mishkan, so similarly any carbon sibur can also be brought in Gilgal. And keep in mind that as we explained, Rami agrees to this point in the Chachamim, and the Gemara explains a makor as the pasuk in Pasuk Re'eh stated, Loisasim Gachalash Anachnu Oisim Prayayim Ish Kol Yosha Be'inov. And the Rabbanon Medayik from the fact that the pasuk states the word Ish, so they learn Ish Yisharis Hu Delikrav Chayvus Leilikrav the Tziba Filu Chayvus Likrav. The only time that we made a differential between Bamas Yochid and Bamas Tzibah and Gilgal as opposed to in the Midbar were only in regard to a Yochid, and the Yochid could only bring those Kabbanis that are Nidav Nidav, and it doesn't make a difference if he's bringing these Kabbanis on a Bamas Yochid or a Bamas Tzibah. However, since the Pasuk uses the term Ish, so we learn out that a Tzibah can even bring Chayvais on a Bamas Tzibah or on a Bamas Gdela, referring to the Mizbech and Gilgal. However, as we already mentioned, and keep in mind that a Tzibah would not be able to bring any Kabbanis on a Bamas Yochid, the Gemara will now continue and discuss the Sheet of Rabbi Huda, as Rabbi Huda was chilek on Ramei and Chachamim, and Rabbi Huda held that although a Yochid could only be makriv, a carbon that's nidav and nidav, on a bamak tana, however, there was no difference between a tzibar and a Yochid in regard to a bamak tzibar and regard to the Mizbech and Gilgal, just like a tzibar and a Yochid could be makriv any korbanos on the Mizbech and the Midbar, so the same applies to Benegei Gilgal, and both the tzibar as well as the Yochid could bring any korbanos on a bamak deilo on the Mizbech in Gilgal. Not only would a Yochid be able to bring a carbon chatas or carbon ashem of a nazir on the Bamak Deila, but a Yochid would be able to bring all carbonis and any chatas of ashem on the Bamak Deila. And the Gemara now continues the Naf Kuf Yud Chesem and Aleph, and the Gemara is Rabbi Huda, and what is the makar for this din of Rabbi Huda, as the Pasuk seemed to restrict a Yochid, and the Pasuk stated Ish Kol Yosha Be'inov, and it's mashma that just like a Yochid could not bring a carbon that's a chayva on a Bamas Yochid, he could also not bring a carbon that's a chayva on a Bamas Sibar. The Gemara explains Amalcha, Rabbi Huda will explain that Kiksiv Hayosha Be'inav Hu Dechsiv, that Eina Chanami, when the Pasuk states that he has to bring only Oilus and Shlomim, that is only on those Mizbechais that are Be'inav, which refers to a Bamas Yochid or a personal Bama that he sets up where his eyes desire, where he decides to set up a Bama. However, when bringing a carbon to a Bama Gdela to the Mizbech in Gilgal, then this Pasuk doesn't apply. And as the Gemara continues, our Bama Gdela Filu Chavis Nami Likrav, that a Yochid could bring any Kabbanis and even Kabbanis Chavis on a Bama Gdela. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered, El Haksiv Ish, although Rabbi Huda is correct that the Pasuk uses the term Be'inav, however, the Maisa, the Pasuk also uses the term Ish, and it's mashma that any Yochid can only bring a carbon that's Nidav and Nidav, and it doesn't make a difference if he's bringing this carbon on a Bamas Yochid or a Bamas Sibar. And as the Gemara states, Avla Meimra, the Ish Yeshari Sud Likrav, Hachavis Le Likrav, and as Rashi states, Rabbi Huda Haksiv Ish, V'Lav Lamute Afmi Bamak Deila Asa, Lamalu Dixiv Ish, Chiddush, Nichtav Kol Yosha Be'inav, the Pasuk could have just written Kol Yosha Be'inav, the Kinu Be'inav Hainu Ktana, since we know that Be'inav refers to a Bama Ktana, so Pshita, the issue of Yimayit, to Atzivah Le'mikrubah, then certainly we would not need a Mir to teach us that this then applies to Yachid and not to Atzivah, as we know that Atzivah certainly cannot be Makrav any carbon on a Bama Tzivah, and if so, it would seem that Rabbi Yehuda should learn from the word Ish that the Yachid would not be allowed to be Makrav any Chayvahs, and it wouldn't make a difference if it's a Bama Ktana or a Bama Gdailah. However, the Gemara answers that Rabbi Yehuda learns a different limud from the word Ish as Kiksev Ish, Lahakshah Sazar. This pasuk, which is discussing a Bama Ktana, teaches us that the Issah Zarais doesn't apply to a Bama Ktana. However, the Gemara continues and asks that why do you say that Rabbi Yehuda requires the word Ish in order to be Ma'abad as Zar is Kosher to do that Voida on a Bama Ktana? But the Gemara is bothered that Zar, that the limud B'negei Zar, is not from this pasuk and it's from the pasuk in Pashas Achri Mois that states, V'zar Kakrin Zadam al Mizbach Hashem, Pesach Ramayid, V'hikdachil V'rech Nechoich Lashem. The pasuk tells us that the only time the requirement for Kuna is only when he's doing Zrika al Mizbach Hashem, Pesach Ramayid. The requirement of Kuna doesn't apply to a Bama Ktana since it's not Pesach Ramayid, and as Rashi brings down, that we learn out, Koyim Pesach Ramayid, V'in Koyim B'Bama, El Afilu Zar, V'Afilu Eved, Hachi Darish Leibateris Koyinim. However, the Gemara answers that if we would only have the pasuk of Zar Kakrin, said Dama Mizbach Hashem, Pesach Ramayid, then Ma'arut Himali Boy Kiddush Bechayus Kimikara, that although the Torah states that the Din of Bechayus doesn't apply to a Bama Ktana, however, maybe there would be a Din that the Bechayus would have to do that Voida, and not every Zar could do that Voida, and Kamash Blon, and therefore the pasuk states Ish, in order to teach us that any Ish could do that Voida, and even a Zar, and even an Eved. When we learned to Brisa, we saw five different Shitais, so we mentioned that the Chum who Agar Ameir seemed to be the same Shit with the Chum that Agar Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, Agamar continues and asks, Chacham Hainu Tanakama, L'chir, what is the nafkamina between the Shit of Chacham that argue on Rameir and the Shit of Chacham that argue on Rabbi Yehuda? And the Gemara explains that Amar Papa, Kirvan Nesachim HaMidbar, Kirbanayu, that the nafkamina would be if they were Makrav Nesachim in the Midbar or not. And Ayin Rashi explains that the Rabbanan that Chalik Rameir hold that all the Yachid can bring on a Bamas Yachid or a Bamas Tzibar is an Eilu Shlamim without Nesachim, as they hold that the Nesachim weren't even brought in the Mishkan in the Midbar, as when the Pasuk discussed in the Sachem, the Pasuk in Pasha Shlach states, Ki Savo al Eretz Meshuy Sechem, and it only applies Meshilo Ve'elach, and only after Yerusha V'Yeshiva. However, Rabbanan Achil Grand Yehuda hold that there were Nesachim even in the Midbar, when the Pasuk by Nesachim states, Ki Savo al Eretz Meshuy Sechem, the Pasuk is teaching us that there were even Nesachim when they came into Eretz Yisrael, and when they came into Gilgal, and when a Yachid would bring a Korban Shlamim, either on a Bamak Tano or on a Bamak Deila in Gilgal, it would be a requirement to bring Nesachim. And Ayin Rashi explains that how do we know that the first Shita Rabbanon hold that there were no Nesachim, and that the second Shita Rabbanon, the Agon Rabbi Yehuda, hold that there were Nesachim, Ayin Sham, and we'll stop over here.